In Colombia tomorrow, Alvaro Uribe will be sworn in as president. He has promised to impose order on one of the Western Hemisphere's most anarchic countries. Uribe wants to end the nation's four-decade-long civil war and slow the supply of illegal drugs out of Colombia. But as Stephen Dudley reports from Bogota, both tasks may be nearly impossible.
Uribe won a landslide election in May and comes into office with overwhelming support in Congress. He plans to use his powerful mandate to go on the offensive against the country's largest rebel group, the FARC. Outgoing President Andrés Pastrana tried to negotiate peace with the guerrillas for 3 years, but the rebels continued the attacks and talks broke down in February. Since the elections, the FARC has made it clear it's only going to intensify its campaign. At the main entrance of Congress in downtown Bogotá, a guard dog and a half dozen police officers do a thorough check of all who enter. It's here that Uribe will be sworn in. Only photographers and invited guests, which include 11 heads of state, will be allowed into the building. The choice of venue is indicative of the new administration's bunker-like mentality. Outgoing President Andrés Pastrana and most of his predecessors were inaugurated in public squares. But Uribe isn't taking any chances. Suspected rebels tried to blow him up during his campaign. He was saved by his armored car. Bombs have been planted in different parts of Bogotá leading up to the inauguration. And on Sunday, authorities arrested six suspected FARC militants with a cache of arms and sophisticated explosives. Javier Ramos, the head of the government's security branch, says the suspects form part of a special FARC commando, almost like a sleeper cell, designed to plant bombs and assassinate opposition politicians in cities throughout the country.
Pero estos grupos especiales que se están conformando sí es una nueva política.
This is part of a new FARC policy, Ramos says. They are normal people who live a normal life, but whose aim is to create chaos. To battle the rebels, Uribe has said he wants to establish a civilian spy network that would function as the eyes and ears of the government. Congressmen, senators, mayors, and city councilmen across the country have voiced their support for the plan, which could involve tens of thousands of civilians. However, not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Amerigo Incalcatera is the head of the United Nations Human Rights Office in Colombia.
Esos no son los caminos adecuados para fortalecer el Estado de Derecho.
This isn't the right way to strengthen the government, he says, which is what's really needed. The state gets stronger, he adds, when you put money towards the police, the military, the intelligence services, not these groups outside of the government's purview. Critics also worry that illegal right-wing paramilitaries, who have voiced support for Uribe, may be strengthened by this proposal. Rights groups say the paramilitaries are responsible for the vast majority of human rights violations in this country, and may garner some new followers from the civilian spy networks. Uribe also takes the reins of the U.S.-funded war on drugs, which has provided Colombia with $1.7 billion over the last 4 years. But results of the strategy known as Plan Colombia have been mixed at best. Ricardo Vargas is the head of Acción Andina, a drug policy think tank in the region.
Como indicador muestra un fracaso en las pretensiones de reducción de...
Production has simply shifted to other parts of the country, and the economic programs are a complete failure, he says. Vargas adds that rebel and right-wing paramilitary groups who fund their war against one another with drug money have only gotten stronger. The U.S. is considering giving Uribe $500 million more next year for the war against drugs. He will need it. The economy has been shattered by repeated rebel attacks on the country's infrastructure. Joblessness and poverty are on the rise as well. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.